I admit that I have a thing about heights. I really don't much like mountain roads, for instance, ever since a literal life-in-the-balance experience along a steep, guardrail-less, muddy path for cars that we inadvertently found ourselves on in Levanto, Italy. It's somewhere near where Princess Grace perished, if that makes it easier to imagine our predicament. So it's not much fun going hiking with me. And it just gets worse for my family when I read stories like the one about the little boy who fell and slid 90 feet down into a canyon at Starved Rock State Park in late June. He survived without serious injury. The real problem is the I told you so lecture that my family hears after such an event, sometimes saved for our next visit to the park, our next visit to any place high. Always be careful on trails, they can get slippery. Pay attention to signs, the signs are there because people have fallen nearby. And I can prove not only that someone fell from that same trail, but also that my sense of danger is absolutely correct in a legal sense. Thanks to the miracles of the electronic age, I have access to hundreds of thousands of court decisions chronicling the slips and falls of virtually every American footpath. When we visited Starved Rock for the very first time and my breath was taken away both by its beauty and my mind-numbing fear, I came home and set about proving my point about the dangers. The plaintiffs in reported cases rarely win, and it's often precisely because of the dangers that I see around every curve. Courts call it assumption of the risk when one hikes along a steep trail bounded by a gorge, all the more assumed when that cliff-gorge combo is called Dead Man's Point or some other daredevil moniker. The sandstone bluffs have been eroded by wind and water for centuries, one court warned when writing about Starved Rock with travelogue-type reasoning, creating a very interesting but also a very rugged and dangerous area. And then this key language from another court. Claimant should have foreseen that if one should, for any reason, fall at the particular place involved herein, such person would in all likelihood fall into the bottom of the canyon. My point exactly. Every single case I found denied any recovery to or for the fallen, many times because the court explicitly found that the person who fell made the choice to hike along or even bike along that particular path. He or she assumed the risk of the dangers that one can see just by looking. Whenever my husband and kids go on a hike in some exotic location without me, like a recent walk on the Appalachian Trail, they always take a photo of the caution steep cliff type sign along the path. The documentation is apparently meant as some sort of vindication of the tale they live to tell. I find my vindication, thank you very much, in the law books. I'm Amy Guida.